While he prepares to weigh in on the sexual abuse charter, the Pope is turning his attention to other matters, including adding new mysteries to the rosary. The centuries-old method of Catholic prayer currently involves contemplating 15 mysteries. The Pope wants to raise the number to 20.
Joining us to talk about it is John Allen, Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. So, John, what are the five new mysteries that the Pope wants to add to the rosary?
Well, these new mysteries of light, as they're going to be called, include, as the other mysteries do, they are instances from the Gospels, that is, largely from the life of Christ. So the five are going to be the baptism of Christ, Christ's miracle of transforming water into wine at the wedding feast in Cana, his proclamation of the kingdom of God, his transfiguration, that's a moment in which he went with certain of his apostles up on the top of a mountain and became transfigured, translucent, all white, as a symbol of his divinity, and then finally the institution of the Eucharist, that is the moment at the Last Supper where Christ gave bread and wine as his body and blood to his disciples and asked them to do this in memory of him. The existing 15 mysteries are grouped into sets of three. Those three, and this is part of Catholic tradition, are called the joyful, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries, and so now we have the fourth set, the mysteries of light.
Any idea why the Pope feels it's necessary to augment the rosary now? After all, as I understand it, the rosary has remained largely unchanged for quite some time.
Well, to give you a sense of it, those three other sets of mysteries that I mentioned were codified by Pope Pius V in 1569. So it has been a while since a pope has changed the mix. Why now? You know, I think it's very clear that John Paul has an enormously powerful personal devotion to the Virgin Mary. The motto of his pontificate, which he chose, and again, you know, when he will be proclaiming this on the 24th anniversary of his election as pope. So the motto he chose 24 years ago is in Latin, totus tuus. It means all yours, and that's directed to the Virgin Mary. It meant he was offering everything that he was going to be as pope to the Virgin. So, you know, the rosary being the prayer of the Virgin Mary, in a way, obviously is connected to that. It's an outgrowth of that. I think also this pope is a mystic. He's a guy who believes in the power of prayer, and as he looks around at the carnage and mayhem and suffering in the world today, one of the things he believes it needs is prayer.
How exactly are the rosary beads used during the prayer?
Well, there are five sets of 10 beads, which represent each one of them. You're supposed to pray a Hail Mary. And then they are each sort of punctuated, if you will, by another bead, which is sort of set apart from the 10. And in each one of those, you pray an Our Father.
That is the Lord's Prayer, actually.
That is the Lord's Prayer.
Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in some circles, it's a bit associated, I guess, with traditional Catholics. I mean, it used to be before the Mass, you would arrive early in church and say the Rosary, and then at the end pray for the conversion of Russia. You know, in the United States, I mean, it's a very common Cold War Catholic thing to do. But I have to say, it is also quite popular in some very surprising circles. I mean, I know, you know, there are Catholic worker houses around the world, for example, where you find sort of progressive Catholics deeply committed to the struggle for social justice who are living in and among the poor, but who nevertheless draw real spiritual sustenance from this practice.
Thanks very much, John.
It's my pleasure.
John Allen is Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. He spoke with us from Rome.